1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 16th of November. It's National Fast Food Day. Happy birthday, Christian Horner, Grief Rhys Jones, Big Nars D and Pete Davidson. The G20 leaders gathered in Bali on Tuesday with Russia's invasion of Ukraine at the top of the agenda. Notable by his absence was Russian President Vladimir Putin, who was represented by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Day one of the summit was addressed by Ukrainian President Zelensky, who called for the war to be stopped but not frozen, asking instead for Russian withdrawal from Ukrainian territory.
Ukraine should not be offered to conclude compromises with its conscience, sovereignty, territory and independence. And if Russia says it supposedly wants to end this war, let it prove it with actions. Apparently, one cannot trust Russia's word.
As the meeting went on, Russia launched fresh cruise missile attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure and knocked out more power and water facilities. And Minister Lavrov sounded pretty unrepentant about it too.
Yes, there is a war going on in Ukraine, a hybrid war that the West has unleashed, a war which the West has been preparing for years. Starting from the moment it supported the coming of government in a coup d'etat of clearly racist, neo-Nazi forces.
On Tuesday night, an emergency meeting of NATO and the G7 was also held in Bali to discuss the Polish investigation into what appears to be a Russian missile strike in rural Poland near the Ukraine border that killed two people. President Joe Biden spoke after the meeting.
And I'm going to make sure we figure out exactly what happened. And then we're going to collectively determine our next step as we investigate and proceed. There was total unanimity among the folks at the table.
Tuesday saw more tributes for cervical cancer campaigner Vicky Phelan as the nation mourned the loss of a woman described as a warrior with the gentlest of souls. A book of condolences was opened in Limerick and the 48-year-old Limerick woman's image made every newspaper's front pages. Cathaoirleach of Limerick Metropolitan Area Olivia O'Sullivan spoke about the effect that Vicky's story has had on Irish women.
So many women related to her on many levels and we really felt that she was the one fighting for our corner and fighting for better health care. She shouldn't have had to do it. There's a huge injustice around it. I think that level of anger is there about it as well.
Stephen Teep, a founder member of the 221 Advocacy and Campaign Group, whose wife Irene died as a result of the scandal, spoke on Tuesday and was quite critical of the response from the government up to now.
The problem is it's a case of, do we have a government strong enough to move the civil servants on this and see it through? And since 2018 to now, the answer is no, we don't. Because if we did, it would be done.
Tough new laws around gambling will see a ban on advertising and sponsorship. On Tuesday, the Cabinet approved legislation that would ban gambling advertising on all media between 5:30 a.m. and 9 p.m, stop the use of credit cards for betting and limit the location of ATMs in certain locations. The new rules will see the first ever gambling regulator authority with a CEO for this body already appointed. Another provision of the bill will introduce a ban on gambling sponsorship of any sports club who have under 18s as members. Speaking at the launch, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that we must acknowledge the harm that gambling does to our communities.
Many people in our country who enjoy a bet and for whom it's part of their social life. But we must also acknowledge and safeguard against the truly awful impact that gambling addiction can and does have on some people, families and communities.
On June 16, 2015, Donald Trump descended his golden escalator at Trump Tower and announced his intention to run for president of the USA. The moment has led to 7 years of madness in American politics, with MAGA, the January 6th riots, and now a red wave that never happened in the midterm elections. Tuesday night saw the twice impeached former president announce his run as candidate for Republican president nomination in 2024 from the ballroom of his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida. The Donald was on top for as he spoke about making America great again.
This is our country, our government, and the carters of power, they're our carters. They're not their carters. These are our carters. And we are coming to take those carters back.
Still to come this Smart 7 Ireland edition, FIFA just want us all to get along, at least while the World Cup is on, and apparently the Avengers still have a group chat going. Right after this.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back.
The least anticipated World Cup ever is due to kick off in Qatar on Sunday. Reports of human rights abuses, migrant worker deaths, a stadium were built, and Qatar's awful record in LGBTQ rights. It's not really surprising that there's still very little excitement. Former FIFA president Sepp Blatter says Qatar's human rights record wasn't even considered during the bidding process, and the awarding of the event is still under a cloud. But FIFA president Gianni Infantino hasn't given up hope. He has a plan so that the whole world can join together and enjoy the awkward occasion.
So my plea is to think on a temporary ceasefire for 1 month for the duration of the World Cup, or at least the implementation of some humanitarian corridors or anything that could lead to the resumption of dialogue as a first step.
Last week saw Captain America Chris Evans crowned People's Magazine official world's sexiest man alive. It's a title that has previously been held by Idris Elba, The Rock, and Jude Law. Anyway, another former sexiest man and Thor God of Thunder, Chris Hemsworth, says the awarding of the title really blew up the Avengers group chat.
We have an Avengers text chain, and it very quickly was like, what are you doing with your hands back there? It was like...
Oh, yeah.
It was like Downey said he's being arrested. I said it's a beautiful mugshot. And then Jeremy Renner said a series of things which we won't repeat.
Typical bloody Hawkeye. Throw him out of the group. What's his power? Accuracy? Ugh. Spare a thought for the Magic Mike fan in your life. It's been 7 long years since the modestly titled Magic Mike XXL, and all they've had to comfort them in the meantime is the long-running West End show. Now, in a weird coincidence, the new Magic Mike movie, Magic Mike's Last Dance, heads to London where they're putting on a stage show. What are the chances? Anyway, to answer your main questions, is Channing Tatum in it? Yes. Does he spend a lot of time topless? Yes. And does it hit cinemas next year? Yes.
I'm going to put on a show at this famous theater.
People are numb, disconnected. We're going to wake them up with a wave of passion they've never felt before.
Hell yeah.
Without further ado, I give you the visionary artist, Magic Mike.
So...
this has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.